Hello, my name is Jabril Lee. You have reached the Department of the Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you or to schedule for a vaccine?
Yes, ma'am. I had some questions on that. I'm down near Foley, and I saw where there was going to be vaccinations there at OWA.
Okay, and you're asking?
One question. I am 66, so I felt like I qualified that way. My sister is like...
The age requirement is 65 and up.
Right. Yeah, my sister's older than me, so we both qualify in that way. My girlfriend is like 56, I think, but... How do you get qualified for special medical needs? She had brain surgery last year, and the doctors are, you know.
She has to have a doctor's documentation from her doctor saying that she's eligible for that vaccine and that she qualifies.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, she's been up in Rhode Island getting treatment up there, and she's been undecided where she might get the shot the quickest. She's scared to death she's gonna get it. And what do I have to do to register or sign up? Or do you just show up in your vehicle and get in line?
If it's for OWA, if it's a drive-by site, you just show up.
So you don't get a reservation or whatever. You just get in line.
First come, first served.
Uh-huh. All right. They were talking about Tuesday's vaccination got postponed to Friday because of the cold weather that came in. But they also looked like February the 18th, which would be tomorrow, was a dedicated day as well. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, you're saying?
Tuesday's vaccination due to cold weather got put off till Friday. I don't have my date straight here, but anyway, it got put off till the 19th because of the cold weather, but it was also showing the 18th, which would be tomorrow, I believe, Thursday the 18th. Is that correct?
So I wouldn't be sure on that because through our line, we just do vaccines with the county's health department. We only get information updated with that. So with OWA, I wouldn't be sure. I'm pretty sure they would be closed because it is an amusement park outside.
Right. It says do not try to call them. It had your number, but it said do not try to call OWA, the city of Foley.
It's not going to provide us with that information if it's closed or not.
Right.
The only list that we got updated through my job is dealing with our county's health department.
Uh-huh. So the date they have listed as the 18th, there's no way for me to verify that. They say don't call them, and you're telling me you don't know. How could I find out?
Okay, so, sir, what I'm saying is I know OWA has the dates that they give out the vaccine. However, is what I'm telling you, it's not going to tell me whether they're closed or not.
Right. Yeah, well, the weather won't be bad. You know, they did close Tuesday because of weather, and they're listing.
Well, all I could say is that advice, if you guys feel like the weather's not that bad and you feel like they're open, you would just have to drive down there and see. Otherwise, my site will not tell me whether they're open or not.
Okay. Another question. I have a nursery, and we were seeing where agriculture workers fall into a category of an exemption or a priority. Do you know what you would have to provide?
Proof, documentation, a badge, anything like that.
Okay, we would not have a badge. Would it be maybe a check stub or something along that line? Or
are you currently working in that?
Yeah, I own the nursery, and I have 10 or 12 employees are American, some are Honduran.
I'm not sure about check stubs. You can try. I know badge documentation, anything stating that you're working in that field.
Uh-huh. Do you know or do you know where I could find out if a nursery such as mine qualifies for agriculture?
It tells you, hold on.
You know, we don't sell like food or anything, but we do grow and sell like, you know, fruit trees and vegetable plants and such as that.
It doesn't tell me exactly that category. It just tells me healthcare providers, nursing home residents, law enforcement officers, firefighters, and people ages 65 and up.
Is your list showing the agriculture worker?
No, I looked it up on the Alabama Public Health website.
Right. I just looked up that info they had there for the OWA thing, and it did list agriculture workers.
Okay, well, then if you're listed in that category field, then you qualify.
Right. Is there another site or anywhere I might could get clarification on some of these questions?
The Alabama Public Health website.
Okay. But as far as OWA down there, we're just going to have to drive down there and see if they're doing it or not doing it or whatever. They're telling us don't call them, and you're telling me you don't have any way to know. Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.